each swift and decisive blow of that anvil hurts, and it's gonna, and then the steel is heated up to red hot proportions. So it's going through this metamorphosis and this transformation until ultimately the finished product becomes something useful, something tangible. What was just a piece of raw steel is now a useful object. It transformed the way it looked, its shape. It transformed its usefulness. Well, in the same way, people are like that piece of steel. And adversity and life situations and responding to stress with a, how can this teach me something? What am I learning from it? How is it enriching, enhancing? What are the new ideas it's teaching me? What am I learning about myself through this process? And how can I apply that increased awareness so that I expand myself, my influence, my development, and my impact? That's what the blacksmith is. It's the demand of life that we all must go through in order to move from becoming metaphorically the raw piece of steel, which means the raw potential we have, into a refined, independently successful, self-sufficient person of strength. The blacksmith is the hammer of life's demand that we all must deal with. And if we can understand it from that point of view, then we understand how to use it as a transformational and self-development tool.
I like how you say in your book that we should not become a mind-conditioned victim of circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
And that combination of words paints a picture. And going full circle to what we started chatting about at the beginning with media, I find that when we're watching a program, whatever it may be, if we stay consciously present with where we are, and let's say we're wanting to be informed, just like the fires that have been going on, you want to know about the conditions on the freeway and various things.
Sure.
Stand there and weep and wail and moan and groan and do whatever you're going to do is not going to serve any purpose. But if in that positioning you say, well, let me call the Red Cross, let's see how if there's something I can do to help, are there supplies that are needed? What can I do? And maybe it, if nothing else, makes you in that moment consciously appreciate right where you are and the blessings you have. You can do a mind shift.
Right.
You can take your mind and you can put it where you want it to be. If you hear something that is inappropriate, if you hear something that you feel is false, think, take charge of the mind. And that's why I like those words. You don't have to become a mind-conditioned victim of circumstance, because there is a difference.
The way one person responds to such a disaster situation or a personal need or an adversity situation may be completely different than the way another person responds.
Right.
As if you ask 10 people what the word happiness meant or love or success meant, what do you think you would get?
Oh, just as many opinions and paradigms as the people you ask.
That's right. And so how would you know who was right, and how would you gauge how to present that information to your own mind so it could make a decision on what it means? You would have to come to your own decision based upon hearing and experiencing enough of life so you could make that decision.
Right.
Circumstances are an extension of what you believe will happen, how you see yourself, and how you just perceive the outer world in terms of you either being able to influence something or not influence something. And the great myth that people always encumber themselves by is that I can't influence things enough. I have to try to fit into what I see around me, and that's a myth. Because what you see around you started as a thought in someone else's mind, didn't it? Just think about that for a second. Every single thing that you see outside of yourself, from the chair you're sitting in right now, to the carpet on your floor, to the computer that you have, to the headphones you're wearing, to the lamps you have in your room, and the cabinets, and the papers, and the trash bin, and the desks, and the kitchen, and the refrigerator, every single thing that you see started as a thought in someone's mind. Now,
absolutely.
You will either do your own thinking, your own believing, and as such, your own life creation and life maintenance, or you will be an effect of and an extension of what another mind has produced. It's very simple to understand. It's not easy to produce your own way because you have to move beyond established ways, and established ways have lots of people connected to them. People want to block your success many times because they're jealous and threatened by it. Why should you look so good, feel so good, have so many good things when I am just fitting into this other system? But that's where doing your own thinking, as we're discussing now, that's where that comes into play. If you don't like the way things are, and things are uncomfortable to you, and stressful to you, and undesirable to you, then why will you try to find ways to cope or deal with them instead of creating new ways that work for you?
Now, Pete, on that note, we're almost out of time here. And I want to be sure that we give out your website. Is your website incrediblechange.com?
Yes, you can read about and purchase Using Your Stress to Fuel Your Success at www.incrediblechange.com.
I'm going to repeat that. www.incrediblechange.com. Using your stress to fuel your success. Pete Siegel has been my guest. Pete, it's been a delight having you, and I know you'll enjoy continued success, and I'm so grateful that everything is faring well for you down in California.
Well, thank you, Don. It's been a pleasure to be with you as well, and you're a wonderful host and interviewer, and I look forward to doing your show when I come out with my next book.
I look forward to that as well. God bless, Pete. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. You're not going to want to miss it. Be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna, and I want to say, hey, telephone lines are open. Here are the telephone numbers if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, if you're a brand new listener to the Donna Sebo Show, I'm so delighted that you're able to join this listening family of ours for the Donna Sebo Show. And if you would like to call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, I love to know what part of the country or the world you're calling in from. So, again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for Canadians or 530-876-3222. And my newsletter for November is going to be coming out. Yes, we'll have it out within 24 to 48 hours, and it will be up on my website within a couple of days after it's put out. But I also wanted to let you know that we're going to be having information in there about some unique things that I think that you will be enjoying for the holidays. So we've got all kinds of little tidbits that we're going to be putting in there. And if you'd like to get a free copy of the newsletter, just send an email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. I was on the road traveling so much these last 6 weeks, I thought I might even end up sprouting wings, but I'm very grateful for airlines because it's tough. Well, you know, when the weather gets rough, you don't want to be out there flying on your own. So using the airlines is just a delight. And part of what your experience is when you're on the road traveling, when you're doing appearances and meeting with clients and staying in hotels. And there was this wonderful item I found in a hotel whose location I have frequented during the last 10 years during my travels. And I really loved this statement that they had. And it said, to our guests. And I thought, this is so wonderful. How many businesses take this kind of an attitude relative to their customers, their guests? So I wanted to share it with you because it was apparently written by an anonymous individual and was preserved, and this particular hotel owner decided he wanted to let his customers know exactly how he felt. And this is how it reads. To our guests. In ancient times, there was a prayer for the stranger within our gates. Because this hotel is a human institution to serve people and not solely a money-making organization, we hope that God will grant you peace and rest while you are under our roof. May this room and hotel be your second home. May those you love be near you in thoughts and dreams. Even though we may not get to know you, we hope that you will be as comfortable and happy as if you were in your own house. May the business that brought you our way prosper. May every call you make and every message you receive add to your joy. When you leave, may your journey be safe. We are all travelers from birth till death. We travel between the eternities. May these days be pleasant for you, profitable for society, helpful for those you meet, and a joy to those who know and love you best. Powerful words. What a wonderful, wonderful gift of words of thoughtfulness to leave by a phone in a hotel room. And when I picked this up and I read it, I thought, I've got to share it. Because when you can't take that kind of an attitude about your life, about business, about any endeavor, where you represent the finest and best, and you realize that there may be those persons and situations and conditions that are going to be passing through in your life. When you tend your life, when you take care of your environment, and you carry this thought through, you're going to be a winner, no matter what evolves. Why? Because it is your attitude. And having been in business for myself for so many years and having interacted between broadcasting and counseling with literally tens of thousands, even millions of people via the radio waves and television waves, you realize there's a big difference between those that have an attitude about wanting to leave a legacy, wanting to be able to make a statement without waving a bunch of banners and tooting a whole bunch of horns. They walk their walk. They just don't talk the talk. And it's incredible when you're able to do this. Now, yesterday, as I was doing business errands, I was listening to the radio, which is one of the things I like to do, and there was a talk show, and there was someone that was giving financial advice. And they were talking about dealing with mortgage brokers and various people, and they say, watch what the person does. Watch what an individual gives. Do they follow through? Do they keep their word? What are the qualities of character that that person has? Take time to get to know them. If you do, you're going to know how to evaluate them. And I thought, fascinating. Here is someone who is making this statement. So when I was getting ready for the show today and I put that together, it's synchronicity in life is fascinating. Then something else came up on television last night, and I want to share it with you also because it was a Hallmark program, and it's called The Reading Room. The Reading Room. James Earl Jones is playing the lead in this, and it is one of the most beautifully done shows I have ever seen, and I cannot speak highly enough of it. I think you should show it to your children. I think you ought to sit and watch it, because whoever put this marvelous production together really thought very carefully about the messages that they were giving out about personal responsibility, being willing to go the extra mile for someone, looking out for what is the best, not what is the most convenient, standing up to criticism, being unafraid of challenges. All of this and more was in this beautifully done program. And throughout the program, when I was watching the character portrayals, especially the one by James Earl Jones, it was that of commitment, integrity, belief, self-respect, and what is the result? What kind of a legacy do I want to leave? And then also dealing with one person, one situation at a time. It's such a beautiful program. Again, it's The Reading Room on the Hallmark Channel. I know they'll be playing it more than once, and I even think it's something that if you are a teacher or you're a person that interviews and interacts with a lot of other individuals, this is a must, because it helps to keep you focused on what is really most important to you. It is so wonderful to know that there are all of these individuals out in the world that are each and every one in their own way making a difference. We are all connected. We all are linked to each other. It takes one person sometimes to begin a ripple that creates a change. It takes one person who asks the question, what am I capable of doing? What can I do? What do I want to do? How do I want to do it? And it can be good, bad, or indifferent, but we each count. So when we had our conversation today about how to help stress fuel your success, that is a paradigm that in many minds might be something that isn't understandable. How in the world are you going to do this? It works. But it means that you must have also that mental intention. Where are you going to put your mind? Where do you want to put yourself? How do you want to be seen by others? What do you want for others? It really does make a difference. And coming back full circle to the proprietor of this facility where I have stayed off and on for 10 years, I thought this tells a lot about this individual's character. This tells a lot about someone who really loves the work that they do. With all the challenges, upsets, concerns, all the agitations that would come with running a hotel, he still wants people to know that there is something that he believes in that's so big that it can enrich your life as much as it does his. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful attitude to have. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to chat with you. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 is the number for the U.S. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also 530-876-3222. I want to quickly give you information, too, before we go to break, about our guest that's going to be coming on tomorrow. Halloween! Yes! A wonderful holiday. Well, we're going to be talking about the story of a Halloween fairy. Lisa Faranza Johnson is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking, yes, some wonderful things on All Hallows Eve. That's tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be finding out about something about that's in the newspapers and everything that's out on the newsstands, magazine stands, television, radio. What's toxic? What's not? Gary Ginsberg is going to be my guest. Then on Friday, we're going to talk about the ABCs of writing winning business plans. Garrett Sutton, this is his business. He's worked with a lot of people. We're going to help you help yourself. It's always a joy to be able to bring these people to the airwaves through bbsradio.com, knowing that you have an opportunity to empower yourself. Gracious, I learn something new every day. Sometimes it's not just one thing, it's many things. So can you. Be glad of it. Be glad you have something to learn. It is marvelous to expand your mind. And I'll tell you what, folks, those little gray cells that have Q Poirot that he often talks about, hey, they don't die on you. They actually can expand. That's right, nutrition, but also involving yourself in life and living it with purpose makes that brain continue to grow and expand. You're never too old to learn. This is Donna Sebo. We're coming back in just a moment. Don't you go away. We're going to be back with some good things to share with you.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Now, I wanted to give some information on how to bring flowers into your house. Yes, you know, when it gets to be this time of the year, so often we are a little bit sad, even though where I am, we just love the colors that are out there. They're just gorgeous. But the flowers outside, they're dying off. All of those beautiful, colorful things that we just so enjoy during the warmer months, well, they're having to die back. This is a great time to plant tulips, to plant bulbs for next spring and summer. However, it gets to be, dependent on where you live, sort of dull looking after a while. Well, it doesn't have to be that way during fall and winter, because you can bring all kinds of color into your home. And I just thought I would share some of this because plants are so healthy to have in the house. Now, I'm not going to go into plants to avoid when you have animals, because some plants are toxic to dogs and to cats, but my dogs, my Scotties, Victor and Kinsey, they're not into eating plants. When they were puppies, maybe they wanted to nosh out, but that didn't last very long. But the plants really do a lot for you. And when the days are getting darker, having color, living, breathing color in your environment can make such a difference. Now, these flowering plants that I'm going to chat with you about last for weeks. They are absolutely awesome. And one of my favorites is the amaryllis. And I was first introduced to an amaryllis when I was staying at the home of a host that had me do a speaking engagement a few years back. And the room I was in had this spectacularly gorgeous bunch of flowers in this pot with, you know, it was just so weird. These blooms were just huge. Well, I found out later they were amaryllis. Now, these are fascinating because you can buy the pots with the bulb in them, and they're programmed to bloom. You're not going to go wrong with this. And it's so much fun to watch them. It really is to watch the process because it's so fast. So when you get a big bulb, and once the first shoot and the last flower batch on that shoot fades, each and every blossom lasts 9 days, but you should get two stalks with four flowers each. Why? Because then those flowers will last for weeks. It's just amazing. Also, anthuriums are heart-shaped blooms that they will appear at any time of year, and they last for months. Now, with an anthurium, you want to make sure that you have warmer temperatures, bright lights, and you keep the soil moist, because these are rainforest plants, and they love warm, refreshing, shower-like environments. And I've got a girlfriend, I swear, she has the greenest thumbs in the world. And in her bathroom, she's arranged orchids and anthuriums and puts them in the shower so that the steam and the moisture, and then she has in the ceiling of her bathroom, and not all of us are blessed with this, but she put in hers a solar light, so the natural sunlight of the day comes through and illuminates the bathroom. It's just absolutely fabulous. And a Christmas cacti, this is an amazing plant. I don't have one, but I know people that do. And in the dead of winter, when you walk into someone's home and you'll see this cacti in phenomenal bloom, whoa, it is awesome. The colors are so bright. And they just are amazing. And again, I've got a friend that has one of these Christmas cacti, and every year she said, I hardly do anything to it, but it just grows and grows and grows. And she keeps it in a picture window so that it gets as much light during the day as it possibly can. But it is spectacular. All of these blooms and the dead of winter that come out. It's awesome. Primroses. Now, these are not expensive at all, and they're so pretty. And do you know what? They are so, just so cute, and they do smell like roses. Now, what you want to do when you're choosing your plant, because nurseries all over have them, you want to pick a plant that has lots of buds. Now, they sort of like the cooler temperatures, but they like sunshine, and you do need to keep the soil moist. So during the winter months when we have our heaters on, it sort of gets dry. The air can really get dry. So you want to keep that in mind. And gloxinias, well, they are something the likes of which that you would not expect to see. They're just beautiful. They bloom in any season, and there's all kinds of colors. They do like warmth, however, and they love lots of water. African violets, well, they bloom for about 10 months a year if they get enough light. You want to keep your plants near an often-used lamp during the short days of winter, because that gives them the supplemental light that they need. And if you let them dry out before watering, but water them. If you notice any kind of limpness with the leaves of the flowers, water them right away. The African violet food that you can get at the store also keeps them really hardy, healthy, and strong. And orchids, like I said, a friend of mine, she has them in her bathroom, and they are just thriving. You walk in there almost year-round, and she has something in bloom. And the flowers will last up to 2 months. And you can expect a new flower stalk 2 or 3 months after you cut off the spent one. Don't overwater, because once a week is fine. You don't want to flood them and float them too much. They're not going to last. Well, just realize that though it's coming into that time of the year where the hours are darker during and your daytime is shorter, it doesn't mean you can't have something wonderful happening in your life. So fill your home with color and oh my goodness, the holidays are going to be here before we know it. And so there's all kinds of wonderful things we're going to be able to share with you here on the Donna Sebo Show. So be sure you tell your friends and tune in. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Halloween fairy. And meanwhile, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Take time every once in a while during your day and ask yourself, what is your intention? Where do you want to put your mind? Where do you want to put your attitudes? Where do you want to put your energy? And try to check out your priorities. You'll be glad you do this every once in a while. Doesn't have to take a lot of time. Just a moment or two will do it. And keep it in front of you. Remember your dreams. After all, you're the one that's in charge of the thinking. You're the one that's in charge of how you process what it is you experience in life. Go for the gold. Don't settle for the nickel. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready to go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.